The Spook Secret by Joseph Delaney, read by Thomas Judd. The highest point in the county is marked by mystery. It is said that a man died there in a great storm while binding an evil that threatened the whole world. Then the ice came again, and when it retreated, even the shapes of the hills and the names of the towns in the valleys changed. Now, at that highest point on the fells, no trace remains of what was done so long ago, but its name has endured. They call it the Wardstone. Chapter 1. An Unexpected Visitor. It was a cold, dark November night, and Alice and I were sitting by the kitchen fire with my master, the Spook. The weather had been getting steadily colder, and I knew that any day now the Spook would decide it was time to set off for his winter house on the bleak moor of Anglesark. I was in no rush to go. I'd only been the Spook's apprentice since the spring, and had never seen the Anglesark house. But my curiosity certainly wasn't getting the better of me. I was warm and comfortable here in Chippenden, and that's where I'd rather have spent the winter. I glanced up from the book of Latin verbs I was trying to learn, and Alice caught my eye. She was sitting on a low stool close to the hearth, her face bathed in the warm glow of the fire. She smiled, and I smiled back. Alice was the other reason I didn't want to leave Chippenden. She was the closest I'd ever had to a friend, and she'd saved my life on a number of occasions over the last few months. I'd really enjoyed having her live here with us. She made the loneliness of a Spook's life more bearable. But my master had told me in confidence that she would be leaving us soon. He'd never really trusted her because she came from a family of witches. He also thought she would start to distract me from her...